This is Rev Thoughts, snackable conversations between Tim Thompson and myself, Joel Pilger, discussing what it really takes to run a thriving creative business.
When things get busy, what are the bad habits that you fall into that you later look back and say, oh yeah, I always or I never, and those kinds of things? Because there's definitely a way to get out of that trap. But I don't know what, there's something in the mind, in our minds. I'm wondering, like, Tim, if I said it, why do we do that? Why do we get in these habits in the first place? And why are they so hard to break? When we're busy, we're overwhelmed, we know we should focus, but.
You know, I often think that what got us to this point, right? So let's just say in starting my business, I had a desire to want to change the world or change the industry or do something different than I previously had experience doing. And I thought business ownership is the only way to accomplish that. So I had that first vision, but then I swear, like, I became obsessed about certain things. So it really was hard work, grit that starts my business and kicks it off. And mm-hmm. I think that develops a bad habit in us. So that we believe, like, okay, well, hard work got me here. Therefore, if I work harder, I will gain more. And that usually is where the clash comes, because how much harder can you honestly work? Is every entrepreneur here saying, well, I don't really work as hard as I could? Like, that's not true. But we still have a restriction of growth. So there is a habit that got us here that we have to break to get beyond.
What are the things that you still do that you know, I don't know if I want to call them bad habits. Let's just say, what are the things that you still do as a business owner that you kind of know, I really shouldn't need to do this stuff. I shouldn't have to do this stuff, but I still do it. And you have some excuse. You have some reason. You're taking me back to my days, Tim, when I was running Impossible. And there, because remember, it was like 7 years that I wasn't doing great. Like, it was, sure, me and maybe one employee, but it's kind of limping along. And I remember the idea when I started to realize, wow, there are all these things that kind of made me successful. Just like you said, work really hard, you know, charge this way, manage my time that way, do all these things. And then I kind of thought all those years, well, that kind of made me successful. So I guess I should just do more of those things. And it wasn't until I went through some coaching and got some outside perspective that somebody said, maybe you actually need to stop doing those things. But I was like, no, I need to double down on those.
Yeah, it's that's almost like where the coach comes in, right? That outside perspective that could address something you already know is true and can tell you, Joel, let's be honest, you know you shouldn't be doing this, right? And you're like, yeah, right. So why are you doing it? Does it make you feel good? And you'd say, no, it doesn't make me feel good. It makes me stressed. So what is it that's holding you back? And there's now a block that somebody needs to help you get past and say, let's talk about what the block is. Is it that you forgot you're supposed to delegate this? Did you not understand what the solution is so that we need to put that solution in place? Are you really focused on yourself, thinking you're the only person on the planet that could solve this problem? Can we get you out of that, recognizing that there are other people that can accomplish this goal for you? So there are, you know, the outsider can kind of like tap on that door that you could just say, yeah, to be honest, I just need help. And you go, okay, good. As a knowledgeable outsider, somebody can come in to help you.
Well, yeah. I mean, the outside, of course, outsider is a great, I'll even give one weird example of, it took me so many years before I hired an assistant. Even though I had years and years and years of people, business partner, coaches saying, you should hire an assistant or, you know, someone that's just going to play that part in your, whatever the title is. And it took me years and years. And then one day I joined forces with a business partner. We had been working together maybe 6 months. And he just walked into my office one day and he was like, hey, by the way, I hired an assistant. She starts Monday morning. And he walked out of the office. And I just kind of went, And what I realized was it was purely, I mean, I'll call it fear, but it was like uncertainty. It was, I know I should do these things, but if I do them, I'm not really sure what's going to happen. It's what I call the, if I focus on this, maybe later I'm going to regret not focusing on that.
So let's say, for example, that in the chat here, people are saying, hey, where I fall behind is invoicing and billing. And my response there was, what often you know, billing is actually very simple. It could be done proactively. You simply create the bills, plug them in, and send them out. Like, it's, think about how simple that is compared to everything else we actually do creatively. But what often holds us back is that we feel we need to justify the bill. And that justification is what creates the hesitation. And then when we hesitate, it lasts even longer, so we have to justify it even more. In reality, you can send out the bill before you earn the money, and the client can say, well, this is a little early. You say, oh, sorry, my system kicks them out. Just pay them when they're due. And now you don't have to justify it. It's just owed to you. It's simply, that's the money you owe me. I gave it to you. Pay me. But there's this other languages that we speak inside of our mind and words that we put there that aren't really the reality outside of it. And it creates a very different habit. So to me, I think the focus question we're asking today is, you know, what would you honestly recognize that because you did it, it got you here to this level of success that you know you now have to let go of? And that's the scary question.
That's right.
I want to tell you about a place to connect that you might not know about. It's our online community called Rev Community. It's a great place to get to know other creative business owners like yourself, to share some thought leadership and read other encouragement, to be challenged in this new marketplace, new technology, ideas, economic trends. And it's a place to research. Check out many of the resources we have online, our videos, and of course, this podcast. Join us today at revthink.com/community. If you're a creative studio owner, feel free to join us today at revthink.com/community. I look forward to seeing you there.